today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear Muslims all around the world, Salamun Alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. So welcome, and we're going to speak about the concept of it's never too late.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Thursday, 3rd of Zilhijjah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of the month of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And as the rituals of this program, we're going to listen to a verse from one of the chapters of the Holy Quran. For today, we choose chapter Az-Zumar, verse 56. Then let's see what point is in it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. An taqula nafsun ya hasrata ala ma farrattu fi janbillahi wa in kuntu laminas sakhirin.
Lest a soul should say, oh, how great is my regret over what I neglected in regard to Allah, and that I was among the mockers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy
Quran.
The word hasra is employed in the sense of sorrow and grief caused by past regrettable acts. When man is raised on the day of resurrection and perceives the consequences of his transgressions of bounds, neglect, sins, underrating serious affairs, will cry out, "Woe to me!" A dire sense of grief and regret wraps up his heart and expresses himself with such interjections.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong, and a world that often lies. Cause
I don't need
anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Remember, we're going to speak about it's never too late. Allah's mercy is vast and deep, beyond human comprehension, but it's the human aspect of forgiveness that needs to be reformed. Blinded by our arrogance, we hold grudges and threaten people with statements like, "I will never forgive you." Many times we don't even mean it and we forgive immediately after our anger subsides. But sometimes we may make it a point to forgive only when asked for forgiveness. This is not a trait like in the servant of Allah. We should learn to forgive others with an open heart. That our gesture of mercy will, inshallah, God willing, shower Allah's mercy on us. Apologizing does not indicate that we are subservient to the one we apologize to. It does not stain our reputation. Rather, it's a simple action that signifies our fear of our Lord, whose ultimate mercy we seek, while heeding that our humble attitude with His people will win us His pleasure. But we need to remember that disbelief in Allah's mercy does not mean that we keep on displeasing Him with the assurance that He will forgive us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Today we are going to talk about a concept of a famous proverb that it is said that it is never too late to do something. The concept of time is so important in Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by it in the Quran. This is in Surah Al-Asr. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by time, verily man is in loss, except such as have faith and do good deeds, and in the mutual teaching of truth, of patience and constancy. In line with the verses that we have recited, we have to discipline ourselves by giving value to the importance of time. We should be prompt in doing good deeds, which will increase our faith and subsequently enable us to gain Allah's pleasure and mercy. The next point that we want to talk about and to know the value of it, and before it is getting too late, it is the value of our life before we are caught by death. The last thing that we have been advised to take care every night when we go to sleep, we enter state where our soul leaves us. When we wake up, it is only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us by returning our souls and granting us the opportunity to worship Him for at least one more day. Upon waking up in the morning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and peace be upon him, used to say, and we are also encouraged to do the same, praise be to Allah who gave me life after death, and to Him is the final return. Often we do not fully appreciate how great a blessing it is to be given another chance. We become relaxed about death and we don't fully comprehend or appreciate that at some point, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when, our life will be taken away from us for good, leaving no second chance, no opportunity to make up for the wrongs we have done, and no turning back time. We must not forget what a mercy life is. We should save every moment and use it to our best advantage. This means pleasing Allah in order to achieve our ultimate goal, inshallah, in Jannah or in the paradise. Let me end with a final saying that I feel sums up the importance of all these issues. A man shall be, and that saying is this, that a man shall be asked concerning five things on the day of resurrection, concerning his life, how he spent it, concerning his youth, how he grew old, concerning his wealth, how he acquired and how he spent it, and what he did with the knowledge he had. special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Ladies and gentlemen, think less but consistent. That is one of the tips to reboost your iman. This is today's special. Sometimes all we need is to be more realistic with what we can and we cannot achieve, especially when we have other obligations that we can't push to the side, such as work, studies, taking care of children, especially when they are young, taking care of elderly and parents. We start with a boost of iman, alhamdulillah, but we should be careful about not to use it all up. Instead of pouring all of energy all at once, let's think about small deeds that we can do more consistently and while still keep enough energy to fulfill our other duties. Remember that it's better to fulfill our obligations and do less extra good deeds than do many big extra good deeds and fail at our obligations. Today's special suggests you one phrase, bring yourself to account. Has any of us ever thought of recording the good and the bad things we do, through which we can from time to time know our balance of good and bad deeds, profits and losses? Every important deed has a record of inputs and outputs, profit and losses, except man's life, in which he proceeds vaguely without caring to know whether it is on the rise or the decline. If it were left up to people to live randomly and behave as they like without taking heed of a watcher and careful account taker of all things, it would probably have been understandable, although still reckless and foolish, that they squander their lives as spendthrifts squander their money. Forget about the past and self-modifying experiences through which they have passed and rush into the future fearless of sins and mistakes. But the fact is, God has recording angels who write down everything we do from the tiniest actions to the largest. And in the day of judgment, the record of deeds will be placed open and you will see the guilty fearful of that within it. And they will say, vow to us, what is this book that leaves nothing small or great without recording it? And they will find everything they did presented before them. And your Lord treats no one with injustice. Chapter Al-Kahf, verse 49.
I want to share with you some of the things that Ahlul Bayt, salawatullahi alayhim ajma'een, Allahumma salli ala what they have mentioned as practical things that we can do to attain Allah's mercy and forgiveness. Because after all, brothers and sisters, none of us are infallible. We make mistakes, we have shortcomings, we have faults, we've committed sins in public and in private. But does that mean the gate of divine mercy is closed? There are many ways, in addition to the formal tawbah, that can earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Number one, The ahadith tell us that having ma'rifah of Allah is one of the ways that you can attain His mercy. There's a hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi where he says, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَنِي بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. You know, brothers and sisters, Rasulullah is already as-sadiq al-amin. He's already the truthful one. What do you think it means when the truthful one makes a qasam? وَالَّذِي بَعَثَنِي بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا لَا يُعَذِّبُ اللَّهُ بِالنَّارِ مُوَحِّدًا أَبَدًا. Allah will never punish in the fire of hell someone who understands Tawheed.
Dear brothers and sisters, our time is up, but we spoke about it's never too late. So think about it until the another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, cause I'm a believer.